With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Hodag Dome in Rhinelander should be ready to use again by the end of next week. The dome was damaged in an ice storm earlier this spring when the power went out and the dome partially deflated after a backup generator failed to come on. A specialized repair team from Horizon is now on site and beginning with repairs to all the interior lighting fixtures. After that, they'll fix all interior tears to the dome's material. The school district of Rhinelander says the goal is to have all necessary repairs done by the end of next week. Once that is finished, the dome will reopen for public use. Some repairs to the track and tennis courts will happen at a later date. A new system is also being installed to ensure the dome's generator can communicate directly with district maintenance staff. Staff will also be available during bad weather to respond to any power concerns. The district insurance company has approved all repairs and replacement of equipment. Ticks are out in the North Woods. As WXPR reported last week, Wisconsin has become a hotbed for tick activity and Lyme disease. Deer ticks, also called black-legged ticks, are the primary carriers of Lyme disease. The best way to prevent Lyme disease is to prevent a tick bite. That includes wearing long pants tucked into socks, light-colored clothing, and using repellents like permethrin. Aspirus nurse practitioner Ashley Johnson says if you find a tick embedded in you, avoid irritating it when you pull it out.
If you irritate the tick, it's going to regurgitate its contents in its belly, which is where all the bacteria is kept. And so you want to pull the tick out from the head as closest to the skin as you can, and you want to directly pull up on the tick. You don't want to squeeze the belly. You don't want to burn it. You don't want to put Vaseline on it or anything like that. All of those things are going to irritate the tick.
Symptoms of Lyme disease can vary, but often include fever, fatigue, joint pain, and rash. In some cases, symptoms can progress or persist if not treated early. The Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center in Woodruff is one of the few centers in the region providing comprehensive care for both acute and chronic tick-borne illnesses. Dr. Thatcher is a physician at the center.
My first summer here last year was, sometimes overbooked. Okay, in the wintertime, not as much. We see more of the chronic patients. So that is a unique position that we're in to bring immediate and then hopefully immediate relief and prevent chronic Lyme disease. And also, we are here and we treat at least 10 tick-borne diseases, and we also cover for other inflammation in the body, metals, mold, things like that, viruses, funguses.
According to the CDC, more than 89,000 cases of Lyme disease were reported in 2023. A significant increase from the previous year. The city of Rhinelander took the next step in getting a new public safety building. As WXPR previously reported, the Rhinelander Fire Department needs a new building. Fire Chief Brian Tonicor describes it as a Frankenstein building with multiple add-ons and rooms with different HVAC systems. Four of the eight stalls are condemned, meaning they cannot park their fire trucks in them. This was Tonicor talking to Senator Mary Felskowski and Representative Rob Swearingen during a listening session earlier this month.
Our public safety building is on its last leg. We have raw sewage come out in our kitchen sink.
Tonicor was asking the state lawmakers to support a grant program in the next state budget to help pay for a new public safety building. The new building is expected to cost $15 million and would house both Rhinelander Fire and Police. At its May 12th meeting, the Rhinelander Common Council approved a proposal from Wendell Five Bugles for design work. The price for the work is not to exceed $29,500. City Administrator Patrick Reagan.
We need this done because many of the grants that we're going to go after, grants, funding, they want to see design. They don't just want to take your word for it. They actually want to see the design of it.
A location has not yet been determined. People living in a house on Prospect Street in Rhinelander got out safely after a fire broke out. The Rhinelander Fire Department says on Monday evening at 6:21, they got a report of a house on fire at 17 West Prospect Street. Flames were visible at the back entrance when firefighters arrived. Firefighters started their work on the outside of the building, then moved inside to put out fire within the wall and ceiling where the flames had been seen. The fire was out at 6:42 p.m. Everyone got out safely, and residents have temporarily been relocated. The cause is still being investigated. The Newbold and Pine Lake Fire Departments provided assistance. Regional wireless carrier Cellcom is still dealing with a widespread outage. Mike Leishner reports.
Voice messaging and data services have been down since last Thursday for thousands of customers. But in a Monday update, Cellcom says they've managed to restore calling between its customers, and the rest of the fixes are on the 5-yard line. Customers have been blasting the carrier's response to the incident, saying they've missed job interviews, family connections, and business opportunities because of the outage. And in a Facebook post, Cellcom says those stories are the very reason they continue to work round the clock to restore service. It's unclear what caused the outage, though Cellcom maintains no customer data has been exposed.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.